A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here I am dying from hunger. I shall set up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.'" So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But his father ordered his servants, "Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, "Your father, your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound." He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf?" He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what was St. Peter's greatest fear? What brought about his greatest downfall? What did he try to prevent our Lord from going to, and what did he run from? It was the crucifixion. He could not stand the thought of the cross. He could not allow himself to be loved that greatly. From the very beginning, he says to our Lord, "Lord, depart from me, I'm a sinful man." When our Lord goes to wash his feet at the Last Supper, he says, "Never, never my feet. I could not allow you to love me that way. You cannot debase yourself for me. I'm not worthy of such love." But because he would not allow himself to be loved that way, he could not give that love. And so after our Lord rises from the dead, and they're walking along on the beach, and he says to Peter, "Do you love me?" And he says, "Peter, do you love me the way I love you? Do you love me with a divine love?" And Peter says, "Yes, Lord, I love you, but my love for you is the love of friendship. I love you in a natural way." And you have to think of yourself, here is the greatest lover. You might think of yourself at a younger time where you're madly in love with someone. You say, "Gosh, I love you with all my heart." And they say, "I love you as a friend. Yo, gosh, I'm really sorry, but that's all I can offer you." That's what Peter says to our Lord. So our Lord confirms. He says, Peter, do you love me the way I love you? Do you love me with the highest of loves? Lord, I love you just as a friend. I'm really sorry. So finally, our Lord, the third time, Peter, do you love me just as a friend? And Peter's heart is broken because he knows that's true. He says, Lord, you know everything, and you know that's how I love you. What does our Lord immediately say? When you were younger, you went where you desired. But one day you will be led where you do not want to go and your arms will be stretched out. I am going to bring you to love me the way I love you. I'm going to bring you to the point where you can love me with a crucified love. Because that's the way I love you, and you're first going to have to come to the point where you can receive that love from me. How did our Lord love Peter? He didn't love him where he was at. He loved him for whom he would become. It's how God always loves. God's love is outside of space and time. He doesn't love us where we're at in our mediocre ways. He loves us for who we will one day be. And He always loves us that way, no matter how broken and fallen we are. And we see that today in the gospel. Here's this son coming back, the prodigal son. Now you can imagine, he's got these words down perfectly. His entire journey home, he's probably rehearsed them over and over again. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired servants. He couldn't get that wrong. And what happens when he comes before his father? He can't say the final line. He can't say, treat me as you would treat one of your hired servants, because he knows his father could never do that. Because his father is incapable of loving him merely as a servant. Because his father's love never diminished. He always loved him with the highest love and was just waiting to bestow that love anew upon his son. My brothers and sisters, our Lord wants to love every single one of us with the highest love. And we cannot love the way he loves unless we allow ourselves to receive that love. And what oftentimes most stands in the way of that is that we think we're unworthy of it and we're too broken and sinful. And so beautifully, as the church gives us the readings today in the first reading, I will cast your sins into the depths of the sea. In the psalm, I will remove them from you and separate them as far as the east is from the west, an infinite distance. You don't have to allow your sins to keep you from receiving my love. We ask our Lord today, as we receive him, to bring us to the point where we can understand how much the Father loves us and allow ourselves to be fully loved by Him.